Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love. And I'll have to stay strong.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes on any topic under the small business sun. We got something that will help you there that I think you'll like. And we built it just so that you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And we built it so that you can get it for free, thanks to our corporate partners. And, of course, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to take our poll question, because we report on those poll questions on the show and on the newsletter, in the newsletter. And when you click your answer, we want to know what you think. When you give us your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. And last week, we polled you on the generations, on baby boomers, Gen X, and Gen Y. And we asked this question. Increasingly, these generations increasingly work together and do business together. Is more conversation needed to turn unproductive differences into productive diversity? Ken Grumbach is our guest. He's the author of the brand new book, Decades of Differences. His other book is called Age Curve, the one just behind this one. Ken, we were talking earlier about, you were talking a little bit about the generations and how they act differently. And we asked this poll question, and 62% said, yes, more conversation, more needs to be done between the generations. And 24% said, no, the generations are working well together. So 1 in 4 thought things are going pretty well. I thought that was an interesting stat. But then 10% said, no, some people just need to grow up. And 3% said, no, some people just need to be more tolerant. Now, I think I know which generation said those last two. Which one said some people need to grow up, and which group said some people need to be more tolerant? What do you think?
I think it's the boomers that are hoping that the Gen Xers grow up. The boomers, the baby boomers are currently 46 to 65 years old. They're born 1945 to 1964. The people that make them crazy, that make the boomers crazy, that make the boomer business owners crazy, are the Gen Xers. They're currently 26 to 45. And the reason for that is, for every 10 jobs that were available, there were only 8 Xers, which is why they developed an attitude, because they could. Now, right behind them, Jim, currently 6 years old to 25 years old, is the biggest generation in the history of our nation, called Generation Y.
How many in that generation?
Well, there's in excess of 80 million already. And if you want to count the generation after 2005, you can even make it bigger. But that generation is huge. And
we won't really know how big that generation is until they start taking their place in the marketplace, will we?
Yeah. Well, you won't know. You're not going to know their net effect, but we are already realizing, we're already feeling Gen Y's impact on the workforce. There's about 140 million people working in the United States, and these people are pouring into the workforce. They're facing 50% unemployment, which means that only the best and the brightest get hired. They're actually, you're going to see a difference in the way the people dress when they come for job interviews now because of that.
Yeah.
They're actually going to wear a shirt and tie, and they're not going to bring their dog.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said that they're actually going to wear a shirt and tie, and they're not going to bring their dog.
Really?
Well, yeah.
So are you saying the Gen Ys, the millennials, are going to start acting a little bit more like baby boomers and less like Gen Xers?
Well, there's this motivator called hunger. And if you want to work and you want to eat, you better go to a job looking like you really want the job, and you better be prepared. And the whole paradigm.
Are you saying, Ken? Are you saying that reality trumps generational idiosyncrasies?
Yes, 100%. No, I'm not saying there aren't idiosyncrasies within a given generation, but I'm telling you, if you know that there are 5 jobs and there are 10 of you, you better start thinking about the advantages that you can create to get that job. And one of them is growing up.
Yeah. Well, that's you know, you're talking about this is a very interesting point here, I think, Ken, because we've got, and we've been talking a lot about this on the show. We talked about it in the previous hour. We've got two employment scenarios going on right now in America and maybe in the world. And that is a cyclical unemployment, which is because of the economy, that will be cured when the economy comes back. And then we've got structural unemployment, which is not going to – there's no cure for that. I mean, that's the new normal, and it's because of the disruptors, the technology. I had a guy on the last hour who's in the construction business. He said there's definitely, even though he's still in the hammer and saw business, he said there's definitely he definitely employs fewer people to build a building today than he did 5-10 years ago. That's structural unemployment, Ken.
Yep. Yeah. Well,
that's gonna have a big impact on these very young people, isn't it?
Well, what happened? It was out of necessity. You know, necessity is the mother of invention, literally, in that business. Because guys that were in the construction business, the contractors, couldn't hire anybody because there weren't enough Xers to go around. There were 10 jobs and 8 people. It was simple as that.
Right.
So you just had to learn to do with less. And now there's a huge volume of people that are available. But the technology has already trumped that. So what's going to happen is only the best and the brightest of these kids are going to get hired because of a variety of reasons, not the least of which is a change in technology.
Mm-hmm.
So we're, but it's a good thing, Jim. It is. It's a very, very good
thing. Are the schools preparing these young people for this?
Yes and no. There are some states that we have found that are still in the dark over this, and there are some states like the state of Connecticut, whose technical schools are flourishing.
Wow. Hey, Ken, hold on to that thought. Ken, give us your website quickly.
KGCDirect.com.
The new book is called Decades of Differences. Quick break, 10 till. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.